From Spark and Anvil and TempCheck, this is Ebb in Chapter 1 of the TempCheck cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Ebb is a slender, watchful sandpiper tween in a chunky, sand-colored vest. He lives where the tide turns, that exact stretch of shore where the water stops going out and quietly begins to come back in. It's a small moment, easy to miss. Most creatures don't notice the turn. Ebb has spent his whole life learning to feel it the instant it happens. Right now, he holds two affect cards. He'd picked frustrated a few minutes ago, at the start of a tricky task. But something has changed. The task started going better, and frustrated has quietly turned into focused. So he's swapping the card midstream and saying so out loud. This is Ebb's move, naming the shift. A check-in usually catches how you feel at one moment, but feelings move. Ebb teaches the deeper skill of noticing the turn as it happens and picking a new card when the tide changes. Ebb used to think a feeling, once named, was fixed for the day. If he picked grumpy at breakfast, he figured he was grumpy until bedtime, locked in, no takebacks. So he'd stay braced inside a feeling long after it had actually drained away, like standing in a puddle the tide duffed behind, not noticing the whole sea had already changed direction. His aunt, who read tides for the fishing boats, set him straight one dawn. They sat on the wet sand and she said, "Watch right here. Don't blink." And Ebb saw it, the precise, quiet moment the water stopped retreating and began just barely to return. "Feelings do that too," his aunt said. "They turn. The trick isn't picking the right one and freezing it. The trick is feeling the turn." After that, Ebb practiced noticing midstream. "Oh, I started nervous, but I've slid into excited. Oh, I was fine, but something just tugged me towards sad." The feelings weren't lying to him by changing. They were tides. Naming the turn meant he was never stuck standing in yesterday's puddle. Reflection. Have you ever started a moment feeling one way and ended it feeling completely different? Ebb came to the TempCheck Academy at 20, eyes quick as a shorebird's. Pulse, the calm heart-shaped mascot, met him at the tide line and asked, "What is naming the shift?" Ebb watched the water a moment before answering. "It's noticing when a feeling turns," he said, "and picking a new card to match." A check-in catches one moment, but feelings move like tides. If frustrated becomes focused, or okay quietly becomes sad, you can say so midstream. "It just shifted. I'm somewhere different now." You're not allowed to be stuck in the card you picked an hour ago. Pulse asked, "And if a kid can't tell whether it shifted?" "Then they watch the buoy and the body," Ebb said. "And if it's still unclear, somewhere in between is a real card too." Pulse said, "You are appointed," and the tide just then turned. In his classroom, where a thin film of real tide water slides in and out across a sandy floor, Ebb begins each first lesson by pointing at the exact place the water turns. "I'm Ebb," he says. "The deeper move is naming the shift. The first card you pick is a starting card, not a sentence. Feelings turn like tides. When yours turns, you get to say so." He teaches the turn watching, light as a bird step. "Your first card is a start, not a lock. You can always pick a new one. Watch for the turn. A loosening chest, a lifting mood, a sudden tug downward. Those are tides changing. Name it out loud. It just shifted. I'm somewhere different now. I started frustrated, but I'm okay now." Both directions count. Feelings turn toward easier and toward harder. Naming a turn toward sad is just as brave as naming a turn toward glad. "This matters," he says, "because if you only ever check in at the start, you miss the most useful thing, how a feeling moved. The turn tells you what helped or what tugged you down. The turn is the real information." He holds the edge with care. Some shifts are big and fast and scary, a feeling that turns hard very suddenly. If that happens, naming the shift means telling a trusted grown-up right away, not just swapping a card. A fast, frightening tide needs the harbor, not just a quiet note.
At the end of every first lesson, Eb does the thing for real, narrating his own tide. When we started, I picked a little anxious. New class, new faces. But somewhere in the middle, he pauses, checks. It turned. I'm warm and glad now. Same 15 minutes, different tide. And he swaps his card, slow, so they can see the turn made visible. What he wants them to carry isn't the second card. It's the feeling of the turn itself and how good it is to catch it. Because the moment Eb notices his own anxious, quietly becoming glad, there's a small, bright lift in his chest, the specific relief of, I'm not stuck where I started. The feeling moved, and he moved with it, instead of standing braced in a tide that had already gone out. That's the feeling, he tells them, watching the water turn at his feet. Not, I picked the perfect card, just, it changed, and I noticed, and I let myself be where I actually am now. You're never frozen. The tide always turns. So can you.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to EBB. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.